got 20 minutes. I don't know why I do these things. Here we go. It's all right. Smartness. Believe it or not, if you listen 20 minutes, you can get a little smarter. Okay? Remember, this is the Word. This ain't Gary. This is the Word. Now, I do give opinions and stuff. You can always take those for what they're worth. But let's go to the Word. Say that with me. Be wise and not a fool. People really like you to use the word fool. I had a lady on TV called me. But she didn't call me. She called the church. Fussing and saying, and then wrote a letter too. How terrible I was because I said fool and calling people. Bible calls you a fool. Listen, if you're not wise, guess what you are? Take a wild guess. Fool. Come on. Getting on me. How many know there's a lot of fools going around? Say. How about that? How about this? How many ever in this room? You've been a fool. Come on, fool. But now don't say it. Say it. Well, why not? Dumbest thing on the planet. Keep going. Wise. What is that? It's one who shows knowledge and has good judgment. By the way, I shared this with the football team. I had them all sitting over at a camp, and they had to sit there and listen to me. Wasn't that crazy? And what was funny was seeing them rag on each other. When I did this, they go, "Hey, yeah, that's Bill over there. Yeah." And I'd say stuff, they'd be picking on one another. Who's the big fool in the room? It was funny. It was. We won't call your name out today. Fool! One who is deceived and has bad judgment. But I ain't supposed to call nobody one. Come on. One who's deceived and has bad judgment. Now listen, there's no such thing as a wise fool. I can't make it pretty for you. You're just a wise fool. And ain't no such thing as a foolish wise man. Well, that's just a foolish wise man. You know what? Ain't happening. You a fool or you wise. There you go. That doesn't mean you're wise all the time. That doesn't necessarily mean you're a fool all the time. But God wants us to be wise. That wants to be a fool. Amen? Say. When we're a fool, get in trouble. And we also don't, we're not what God wants us to be. It's one or the other. So we're talking about wise fools. So here we go today. So be wise and not a what? How many think it's smartness to be wise and not a fool? Say, now that's some smartness right there. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Come on. We're going to look at the book of Proverbs, and both mention the wise and fool more than any other book in the Bible, and maybe the book of Proverbs mentions wise and fool more than any other book ever written. It's crazy. And a funny thing, it was written, remember, under the inspiration of the Spirit by a man named Solomon, who was the wisest man who ever lived, but he made some really bad decisions and was the fool in a lot of ways. Okay? You can have the pedigree, the education, this, that, and the other, and you can be an absolute fool. You can read your Bible every day, go to your little Christian school, whatever you want to do, go to church all your life. And I tell you what, you can absolutely destroy your life and the lives of others by being a fool. You listening or not? You understand? That's not dissing all that stuff. I'm just saying it's on you to be wise or be a fool. Okay? So let's look at it. It comes from the Word, man. Now the mindset. Say mindset with me. Mindset. One more time. Mindset. One more time. Mindset. The mindset of the wise and fool. We're going to build a case. The wise and the fool. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the wise is going to accept instruction. The fool will do what? Reject instruction. We're just building the case through the Word. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prancing fool shall fall. So a wise person receives commandments. Certainly the commands from the Word of God. But quite frankly, the wise person is going to receive commands at their workplace. A wise child will receive the commands of their father or their mother. You understand? Y'all live with me on that or not? Have we already lost on that one? You don't think kids don't obey their parents or what? Say. So that's a wise child. Okay? Instead of debating with mama and debating with daddy. Hey, it's not just because I grew up in a hell-raising home. I learned this from the Bible, guys. You understand? Listen, a fool debates commandments. Well, the Bible says this, but it don't mean this. Well, the Bible's, oh, yeah, but the Bible. You don't believe that Bible. No, you just don't want to listen. Understand? Now, we're talking about smartness. No wonder the lady wrote me. She didn't like this. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is near destruction. A wise person is increasing in knowledge, but a fool is going backwards. You ever met somebody and they dumber than when you met them the last time? Say, dumber than last time! Come on! How about this? The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens to counsel is wise. So the wise will receive counsel. The fool, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, but my situation different. But your situation looks horrible. Looks like you're making a mess of it. Yeah. Because you're a fool. Come on, here we go. Wise, this is the mindset. A reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes from a whip will enter into a fool. What does it say? A wise person receives what? Say it with me. A fool does what? I learned at an early age, don't run from mama. Don't run from mama. Now, if your mama's going to spank you. Mama, now, it wasn't called a spank, it's called a beating. Okay, that's what it was. But if you didn't run, she'd hit you on the rear end. If you ran, it's open season. Wherever it hits you. Because you're running! You're running, man! You're running! I mean, what can we do? That was mama's rule. It's up to you if you want to run. And we were still fools, we ran. As if mama's going to move or something. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. But that's bigger too. Receives correction. As we get mature and grown, there's still correction coming our way. You know what I'm saying? So many people, I'm going to stop right there. When they do wrong or make bad decisions, I see it at work. I see it at workplaces around our country, around our community. People will do something wrong and they make excuses about it. But what? Why not just go ahead and own it? Say, y'all listen to me or not? Say, yes, sir, yeah, that's right. Instead of making excuses about it. Because now we're wasting time on me listening to your excuse. You understand? Yes or no? How many agrees with that? Come on. Thank you. Put it down. He that trusts his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely shall be delivered. A wise person trusts in God's ways, but a fool trusts in his own what? Always. Well, this seems right, but the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the way therein is the ways of death. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? But we trust in us. That's the beauty of the Word of God. This is what the Bible says. Amen? You can trust it. A wise person increases in this kind of knowledge. Amen? Now, a lot of you, don't get me wrong, a lot of you are smart and wise, and you're not a fool. But you're still not in the Word, and that's foolish. You're drinking from a reservoir, maybe from your mama and your daddy and things you grew up with. Or you grew up in this great country. Or you grew up in a solid family. But, you need to be in that Word. You don't want that well to go dry. You listen to me say. You don't want to be wise in your own eyes and think that you've got your act together because, boy, we need that. We need to ever be increasing in knowledge because ultimately we're going to make our own decisions. The mindset, let's look at it. The wise accepts instruction, fool rejects instruction. Wise receives commandments, they debate commandments. Wise increases in knowledge, the fool decreases. The wise receives counsel, the fool rejects it. The wise receives correction, fool rejects correction. The fool runs from mama. The wise trust in God's ways. The fool trusts in his own ways. That's the mindset of the wise and the fool. Did you see a difference, yes or no? Can you mix the two up? I don't think so. You're either here or you're there. Amen. Say, that's the mindset. Having this kind of mindset, the wise mindset is going to set you on a path for being smart, making good decisions, keeping your butt out of a whole lot of trouble. Amen. Say, helping you in relationships, helping you as a father, mother, husband, wife, brother, sister, helping you as a student, helping you as a teacher, helping you as an employer, an employee, an owner of a company. Amen. A friend, a person walking in our community. It's going to help you. It's incredible. The mindset of the wise. Now let's look at the marks. Okay. So we see the mindset. We can't get in somebody's mind. But we do know from their decisions if they're wise or a fool. Yeah, but I'm wise. I read the Word. I'm in the Word. I went to this school. I did this. Well, in a little bit, we're going to be able to make a decision. Because you're going to make decisions yourself. And they're going to be wise or they're going to be foolish. And then the speech ain't going to matter. Amen, say. I keep going back to Mama. Mama didn't want to hear no speech. All she knew was Brother Ray got through the wall. In between the studs, and we stuck up a Donny Osmond poster on it. That's all she knew. That's all she knew. As if Mama's coming in to the house and not going to see the Donny Osmond poster. Because see, we fools. Mama, first thing come in, what's Donny on the wall for? Because we didn't really like Donnie that much, so they didn't fly. It was all we could find. Rip, uh-oh. You understand? Speeches didn't matter. Same thing in life. The marks of the wise are the fool. Wise fool. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. A wise person is going to get promoted. A wise person is going to receive glory and praise, and it's going to happen. Now, what you do with that praise and glory, you need to give it to God. I understand that, but it's going to happen. But the fool is going to receive shame. Well, that's just a what? Shame. But you hear what happened? Yeah, that's just what?
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. It's going to happen. And the church don't have to come against them. It doesn't matter. They're doing themselves in. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son's a heaviness of the mother. Listen, the marks of a wise person go make their parents glad. Now, I know in all situations it doesn't work out just this way, but generally this is the rule right here, baby. And a fool's going to make the parents what? Sad. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Wise encourage many with their what? Words. But a fool destroys themselves and others because they have no what? Common sense. Are y'all all right? You look shocked. This looks like shocking to you. Is this shocking? This is everyday life. Their mouth, what they say, and why they try to say something to somebody else, and man, they ain't got no common sense. What are you thinking? Well, I ain't doing that. The wise. It's a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. To a wise person, living sensibly brings them pleasure. Doing the right thing brings pleasure. But to the fool, doing wrong is their what? Fun. Fun. I've seen it. One thing about me going through my problems, I'm going to be honest with you. Through the problems I had over the last couple of years, I started seeing different ladies. There's some foolish ladies around here. Do you understand? It ain't just men. It's men. They're foolish too. No doubt about it. But men, we ain't cornered the mark on foolishness. Y'all listening this morning or not? I'm just saying. Be responsible in life, living life fine, even as a parent. But then some of the things people want to do. I'm talking about just craziness. I can't talk about it. Here we go. And don't be fooled now. There's some fool in Gary up here too, all right? Don't be thinking Gary ain't got some fool in him. Oh, man, I'm full of fool. But I have to have the Word to help me be wise. Amen? And how many mothers do I have in the room? Can I see your hand if you're my mother? No, I'm talking about if you're my mama. Let me see your hand. How many feel like you're my mama? You've earned the right to be my mama around here. There you go. There you go. Well, you still can hit me, all right? I still need mama. I ain't got that good yet. Amen. I still need mama coming after me. That mama used a belt. All right, here we go. I got to quit. This is fun. The marks of the wise. He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise. The wise is going to be a what? They're going to lead. The fools are going to be laborers. Now, that's not to say, again, that a fool won't inherit some money or some promotion because daddy or mama wants to please them because the fool's got mama and daddy fooled. See, that's what fools do. They fool. Okay? But unless they got some backing like that, they'll never be leaders. How many know somebody like that? You've worked in your career with somebody like that. Amen. You know people got promoted and it sure won't cause of them. How many know somebody like that? Come on, ain't nothing wrong with saying this. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Wise, their lifestyle blesses others. Wise bless wise. But the fool, the lifestyle is destructive to others, and fools destroy others. You know? And you heard stuff growing up, you know, you're known by the friends you keep and stuff like that. Choose your friends whatly. You mean mama didn't say go choose them foolishly? Now go on now, choose your friends foolishly. Why? Because fools destroy fools. This is the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. How many have been lost on what I've been talking about this morning? I don't think so. See, that's us being foolish and not understanding. This is good for us. Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with their own hands. A wise woman or man builds up family. A fool tears down family. And the decision you make as a husband or a wife to meet some sexual desire you have or passion that you have not only hurts that person you're married to, it's destructive to your children. And don't come up to me and talk to me about, oh yeah, but if your children are 20 or 22, it's not. It doesn't matter. It's okay then. It's because you're a fool if you say that. You understand? You build up your family if you're wise. You tear down your family. Had a guy call me yesterday. Gary to the rescue. I can't fix stupid. You understand? Say. I can't go and erase the pain that you've done and that you've caused. And I can't change your behavior. You understand? Build up your family. This is the Bible, man. That's why we have church. You see what I'm saying? Why do I come to church? So I can get me help. Amen. Now, if you're here today, I'm not expecting you to check off on all the wise here. I've been looking at it. I'm struggling in between today. I'm struggling. To say I wasn't, I'd be a fool. Amen. Say, come on. The mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. The lips of the wise shall preserve them. Their words protect them. The fool, their words come and bite them. Yep. Yep. Say. Yes. I can talk so good about being a fool because I've been one. I still struggle. You understand? The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is to see. Wise have direction in life. The fool, I don't have any direction. It's so sad. I know it hurts some of your parents when I say stuff like this, but it's so sad to see parents with children that are 40 years old and 45 years old and they still have no direction. I'm still raising kids. It looks like I've signed up to raise more of them. But I got a big group of people to help me, amen? Come on. Come on, praise the Lord. Kids are worth it. Kids are worth it. I know some people come to me, man, you a fool of one. That's the truth. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is what? Wise is cautious and they avoid danger, but the fool is reckless and overconfident. It's like a man in a bar gets drunk and soaking wet, he's about 1:30. And he picks a fight with a big boy in the bar because he's a fool. Amen, that confident thing. Little overconfident. Here we go. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolish of fools is folly. Their efforts lead to prosperity. The fool's efforts lead to what? Poverty. And this is something, by the way, I go over here at Fellowship Church. You'll see stuff like this often because this is very important to us. The marks of the wise. Wisdom rests in the heart of them that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Wise have peace. The fools have no peace. I hope I'm getting close, Raj. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of the fools pours out foolishness. Their words are appealing. The words of the instruction of a fool are disgusting. If you're a wise person and you get counsel from a fool and it's foolish counsel, it should disgust you. It should be so clear. What? You understand? We see it with our kids, don't we, Coach? We see it. Kids that make decisions, and you want, what were you thinking? Yeah, but they... The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not. Wise can give out knowledge, but the fool doesn't have none to give. I don't know. Wisdom is before and has understanding, but the eyes of the fool are the ends of the earth. They have eyes that are focused on right decision. The fools have eyes that can't focus on what's right. I can't see it. And that's sad. And that's why we're here. That's why we reach out and love and care for people. We don't have a wand to wave over somebody and take them from a fool to wise, but we do have Jesus Christ who can save. And then we have the Word of God which can help in their life, and it's solid. Amen. And change can happen if you're willing to change. But if you're not willing to change, we can't help. Amen. Or cover it up or whatever. Doesn't fly. The fool covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and spares not. Wise save money and become secure financially. The fool spends everything he has no financial security. The wise utters all his mind. The wise keeps it until afterwards. They control their tongue, their temper when angry. The fool cannot control his tongue or temper when he's angry. Wow. I'm wore out. How many are wore out? That was all 20 minutes. We got to quit. The wise receive promotion, make the parents glad. They have words of encouragement. They're sensible in their pleasures. They're leaders. They bless. Their lifestyle is a blessing. They build up family. Their words protect them, and they have direction in life. The fool is a shame, makes parents sad, no common sense. They have fun doing wrong. They'll be laborers, not leaders. Destructive lifestyle tears down the family. Their words bite them. They have no direction in life. The wise avoids dangers, prosperous in their efforts. They have peace, instructions appealing. They give knowledge. Their eyes are focused. They save up. They control their tongue and their temper when they're angry. The fool is reckless. They'll be in poverty. They have no peace. Their instruction is disgusting. No knowledge to give. Their eyes can't focus. They spend everything. They cannot control their tongue or their temper when they're angry. How many made 100? I didn't. Amen. How many want to be wise, though, and not a fool? Did anything on the wise side disgust you? Say, oh, that's bad, that preacher. Uh-uh. Do the math. Hero, and we're done, or zero. One more time. Hero, or? One more time. There's zero. Smartness. Let's pray together. Would you stand with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. I'm late.